Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
Aaron Maloney reads headlines. We react, and feel free to tweet us on anything that grabs you at DuganWolf987.
Suns remain practicing, hard at work with Chris Paul's status up in the air.
I am still in a positive mood about Chris Paul. I still believe at most he's missing a game. I think he's going to get those two negative tests, and I have zero basis for that. Zero. But I'm having a hard time believing you're going to have a hard dose of COVID when you've been vaccinated that keeps you out long term.
Well, of course, the Suns had the second best odds to actually win the championship, win the whole thing, and now all of a sudden they have dropped below the Utah Jazz at plus 425, according to Vegas. Interesting. Mm.
Clippers defeated the Jazz last night, 119 to 111 in Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals.
Hard one to read going into Game 6. Do you say Utah's dead because they hit all of those threes in the first half, and if you can't win a game like that, you're not going to win? Or do you look at the desperation and a little bit of a lack of continuity defensively for the Jazz, in which the Clippers were desperate and you didn't play that well, kind of thinking maybe human nature, they don't have Kawhi? I like the Jazz in Game 6.
The Clippers were so hyped last night. They saw an opportunity and they pounced. And you wanted the Clippers to win last night anyways.
I did. After I heard about Kawhi, I did.
Yeah.
L.A. Lakers LeBron James says he predicted rash of injuries after quick turnaround to start of the season.
You know, he did. And I'm going to say you're right. But at the same time, LeBron,
he's only whining because he's out.
There's that. I think it's a different kind of whine, though. I don't think you're really interested in the rest of your fellow players and the players' union. There are major paydays in the NBA schedule, and opening day is one of them. Christmas is another. You wanted to keep those things separate. And if you would have had opening day in January like you wanted, LeBron, the league would have lost millions in television dollars. That means the rank and file would have lost millions of dollars. So I think this is a guy that's out of touch. Your complaint, I realize it's a fair complaint. Injuries have happened. But a lot of your rank and file would not have been paid the money they got this year, and you're already happy with the money that you make.
I think it's more funny Maloney had to scratch that itch, ladies and gentlemen. She had to chime in right there. I like that. When's the last time Maloney chimed in on an opinion?
Little Al McCoy on the Lakers right there.
The Diamondbacks fell to the Giants last night 13-7 as Arizona dropped its 22nd straight road game, matching the 1963 Mets and 1943 Philadelphia Athletics for the major league record.
They're up 2-0 in four batters, and then they get shelled. And the other thing is, this had a little bit to do with the Taylor Clark injury, had a little bit to do with a bad bullpen, had a little bit to do with calling guys up that are not major leaguers. But that has nothing to do with Merrill Kelly. You had a 2-0 lead in one of your few guys on the mound that was supposed to be a regular rotation guy, and you couldn't even win that game.
Unfortunately, I played on some bad teams, ladies and gentlemen, PhD in losing, and this might be the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, we're getting close to the word embarrassing. That's the only way you can put it, and I'm there. Coming up next, the one, and it's what is on everybody's mind. How are you going to prepare with or without Chris Paul? How is Chris Paul? Well, the GM and the head coach spoke. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.